Marquis is the Canada Research Chair in Social and Environmental Aspects of Nutrition at the Center for Indigenous Peoples Nutrition and the Environment. And as I said, she will introduce this video, and we'll see excerpts from it. And you're going to set it up.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. The video that you're about to see is a documentary that was done by Robert Caputo, who is a National Geographic photographer, on an intervention that we carried out in Ghana in collaboration with Iowa State University in the United States and the University of Ghana. And the intervention is an example where nutrition education, education about businesses and good business practices and microcredit have come together to decrease household food security, to increase caregivers' nutrition knowledge, and to improve children's diets and growth. And over the 16 months of this intervention, we worked very closely with partners in the government, with the community partners, and with non-governmental organizations. One of our key partners was Freedom from Hunger out of Davis, California, that specializes in going in and helping banks set up microcredits. And they have a program called Credit with Education that we worked with very closely. The time that we spent with the local rural banks was key in bringing them in early on into the projects and helping them examine the possibility of starting microcredit. These banks that we worked with had either bad experience in the past and had stopped doing microcredit or had never done microcredit before. And therefore, the project was able to take away that risk of starting up a new endeavor for the private sector and allow them to experience that before taking it on. So I'm going to start the video 15 minutes from the end, because that's how much time we have. And then I'll be happy to answer any questions afterwards.
What do I do? You have the media?
It's, I guess it's a.
Having established the link between animal source foods and child development, the DL CRISP put out a call for proposals that could come up with innovative ways to overcome the two biggest impediments to healthful child nutrition, poverty and lack of information. The grant was won by a team from Iowa State University and the University of Ghana. To account for a diversity of geography and lifestyles, the team chose three different locations in Ghana to conduct the project: near Weneba on the coast, near Techiman in the center, and near Navrongo in the far north. The team spent a year talking to people in the communities. It was this commitment to research that enabled them to identify the problems and to come up with ways to appropriately address them. Essie Colcraft is a lecturer at the University of Ghana and was program coordinator of ENAM.
Because income poverty is such a big issue, whether it's perceived or real, we have to address it. And so we need to find ways to get income into women's hands. And then we also need to provide them with education. We need to help them to have businesses that are profitable and that can generate income so that they will have income in their hands to purchase animal source foods.
Implementation of the research-based interventions began in 2004 with the formation of two women's groups in each of the project areas, a total of 184 women. In the dry season, northern Ghana is really hot. Harmattan winds fill the air with dust carried down from the Sahara. The people who live here grow groundnuts, maize, sorghum, and rice, but at this time of year, their fields are barren. And you can see the cycle of poverty here. There's never quite enough to sell to help people get over the hump, to make their lives just that little bit better. The microfinancing component of ENAM is helping some women here break the cycle.
We were very poor, Amina Abayiri told me. Sometimes my children were hungry and cried for food. but I did not have the money to buy it for them. Amina used her loans from Enam. The first one was just $20, to make porridge, which she sells mostly to children on their way to school in the morning. She also makes a fermented drink and has bought her husband a fishing net. We used to believe that if you gave meat to children, they would grow up to be thieves, Amina said. But Enam taught us not to believe old stories like that. They showed us the good that meat can do. When I compare the children who were part of the Enam group with the children we had before, those children have certain qualities that the older ones don't have. My youngest child, her thinking, her reasoning are different from my older children. Amina said that she used to worry about money all the time, but she doesn't so much anymore. I can enjoy life more now, she said. I have enough to pay school fees, to buy uniforms and textbooks, and even buy my daughter a Christmas dress. I heard the same kind of stories from other women I visited in northern Ghana, and they were engaged in all kinds of income-generating activities, most of them pretty labor-intensive, but profitable. Kachana Abanwara makes shea butter, a process that takes several days to pound and process the nuts. Lardi Adi parboils rice and takes it to market in Navrongo. All the women attend the weekly meetings religiously and are conscientious about paying off their loans and making deposits into the savings accounts they have opened. Banker Eric Kampolo enters the payments into his ledger and fills out their savings books. Like the other bankers, he is from the area where he works and is happy to be able to help his community.
As we empower these women with small loans, actually we are reducing their poverty level. And besides, the bank is also meeting its social responsibilities. Yeah, so we are happy. We are happy seeing their life improving.
The women are happy too. They know what participating in the Enam project has done for their children and their lives. You would think that people who live in villages on the coast wouldn't have much trouble providing their children with animal-sourced foods. They are, after all, fishermen. I was to learn, however, that the story is quite different. It turns out that fishing is more seasonal than you might think. For long stretches of the year, the nets come in almost empty. And even when the catch is good, the custom has been to sell the fish rather than consume it. The demands for cash, for nets, fuel for the boats, school fees, and other necessities leaves very little fish for the people themselves or to give to their children. But as in the center and north, the women who joined Enam got the knowledge and means to break out of the cycle of poverty. Ben Ahunu is provost of the College of Agriculture at the University of Ghana and was a co-principal investigator of Enam.
The emphasis is not so much on feeding the fish to the children, but making maximum money out of it. The irony of it is that in so doing, they have the source, the means, but the children don't have access to the animal source food. This, I think, has brought some education to them.
Charity Gakor had been smoking fish for many years before she joined the Enam group. But she could only afford to buy a small amount of fish and had only a small oven and racks. Now she can smoke a lot of fish, and she takes it to sell in the capital, Accra, where the price is much higher. Before Enam, we managed with what little we had, Charity told me. When it ran out, that was the end of it. We suffered. I asked Charity how the men in the village felt about only women getting the loans. It was hard for some of them, she said, But when they saw what we could do with the money, they were happy. All of us, men and women, want our children's lives to be better. Comfort Yebo told me that her daughter always had eye problems. Her eyes oozed pus and her vision was cloudy. But Enam taught me to feed my children properly, she said, and now my daughter's eyes have cleared up. While Enam ran the project, loans to the women were interest-free. Comfort used hers to open a bar and a shop. Banks, of course, are businesses, and when they took over from Enam, they began charging interest. Comfort and the other women in her group pay 50% annual interest for their loans. I asked if she minded paying such a high interest rate. At first it was hard, she said, but now I don't mind. Otherwise, I could not get the money to look after my children. I heard many stories like those of charity and comfort in the little village of Werribeba by the sea, of children doing better in health and in school, of less food insecurity. Because of the Enam project, a lot more of the fish they worked so hard to catch can now stay in the village, and the people can benefit from it. Back in central Ghana, the manager of the local bank talks to the women about how well they're doing and how happy he is, as well as should be. The women's repayment rate on their loans is 100%. There was some fear that the banks would drop the nutrition education component when they took over from Enam, that being more interested in profit, they might not want to train and pay a staff to keep it going. Grace Marquis was a U.S. principal investigator of the Enam project.
They were introduced to this concept of nutrition education. That's not normal for rural banks. They don't have that usually in their packages. It was important for us to emphasize to the rural banks the advantage of the nutrition education. It gives women a purpose. It gives women a motivation to pay back the loans. It gives a reason to bring women together on a weekly basis. It brings the group and it solidifies the group. And I think when you have a strong group of women who are functioning as a unit, the microcredit itself is going to be much more successful.
The bank manager, Akwasi Owusu-Sekeri, is thrilled with the success his bank has had with the women's groups.
So at our last management meeting, we realized that but for the microfinance group, our bank would have been in a serious problem. Because the other loans we give them out and they don't pay back. They find very difficult to pay back. But with this, you are sure the money will come. So I'm very happy for the program.
The success is pretty clear from the numbers. Akwasi's bank inherited the two women's groups near Techiman from the Enam project. They did so well with those two that they expanded into other villages and now make loans to 36 groups with plans to expand even more. It's a very, very good business, he told me. Orakusechi Dawson was Ghana principal investigator of Enam.
In fact, we've had situations where we've had a particular situation where one bank, which was not originally part of the program at all, has on its own taken up the program, paying for the cost of the education, paid consultants to do the training of their staff, recruited new staff. They have all of a sudden come to realize that probably this is the most important program that the bank can ever give to the community that it works in.
The growth in the number of women's groups is pretty impressive. Rural banks took over 6 groups in the 3 Enam project areas. By the end of 2009, they were working with a total of 96 groups in 32 communities. Enam loaned out $12,000 to the original 184 women. Altogether, the banks have loaned $1 million to 2,257 women. And the women, none of whom had any savings at all before Enam, have managed to put away over $57,000. These numbers speak to the Enam project's most important legacy, sustainability. Anna Larte is an associate professor at the University of Ghana and was a co-principal investigator of Enam.
You know, the rural banks are there, they are doing their work, they will be there for a long time to come. So if we are able to get them to buy into our vision of, you know, reaching women and improving nutrition, then we know that we've gone far. In terms of sustainability, they have contributed significantly. We brought on the right partners. And we have been able to be successful with the sustainability because we planned for it at a very early stage in the project.
Funded by USAID, collaborative research support programs harness the talents and energies of U.S. universities to international food and agricultural research. In the case of the Global Livestock CRISP, projects like Enam found a way to marry this research with development intervention. Montague Demet sees this merging of research and implementation as critical to successful development.
One of the fundamental components of development is to build the capacity of people at different levels. And in Enam, we built the capacity of poor women to be able to manage their lives better and to have a better impact on their children. We started with basic science. We went in and understood the problems of risk. We worked with the communities and supported them and built their capacity. And once the people had the capacity and could see what the issues were, then they were very, very effective.
The road that led to Enam began with the Nutrition CRISP more than 25 years ago. For the women who joined Enam, and for all those who have followed, this commitment to long-term research and planning, the marriage of academia and development, has been life-transforming. They've been able to get over the hump that kept them in the poverty nutrition trap. Their businesses are doing well, their children are healthy, the future is less uncertain. And the future of Ghana looks better too. As the banks continue to expand with both loans and nutrition education, more children will grow up healthier and smarter and be better able to look after their families and the nation that is their home.
Thank you.